Jane Chesney taught for 30 years, and she's worked all over the country, first in the Midwest, then the Southeast, and finally Texas. Here, she settled down in the Woodlands and was a librarian in public and private schools. Now that she's retired, Chesney's become an active watcher of state politics. So the governor's teacher raise proposal caught her attention.
The idea of giving every teacher in Texas a raise of $1,000 sounds really nice, but I'm just kind of curious to know, who is a teacher?
The question hits close to home. Chesney has a master's degree in library sciences. She put in an equal amount of hours with students as teachers did. So if she was teaching in a Texas public school today, would she have been eligible for a raise? Well, it depends.
Generally, when they say they're giving a teacher a raise, they're talking about a certified professional that is in a classroom. So there's a lot of people that are being left out.
That's Tanya Gray, State Secretary for the Association of Texas Professional Educators. She's also a literacy education specialist in Abilene.
In my position, I'm an interventionist. Some school districts consider that a specialist rather than a teacher.
So question asker Jane Chesney hypothetically may have gotten a raise, but it would depend on how her district classified positions. That leads us to part two of Chesney's question, and this is a big one.
I was also interested in knowing where the money was going to come from.
That's on many people's minds, and the term unfunded mandate has come up a lot. The short answer is, we don't know yet. That's because there's disagreement on who ends up paying if Texas public teachers do get their extra $1,000. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says it should be the local school districts. Last week, when he was laying out his education agenda for the special session, Patrick said districts should set aside some of the money they already have to raise teacher pay.
I know there are challenges, but we have to prioritize how we spend the money. Teachers are the key. Buildings don't educate students.
But groups like Gray's and other educator advocates say that's way easier said than done.
The local districts are strapped. We are spending our money as efficiently as we possibly can. I don't want to see us lose teachers or programs trying to give teachers a pay raise.
Gray says the only solution when it comes to schools and money is for the state to simply increase funding for public education. And for the special session, some lawmakers have filed bills that would do that. Representative Drew Darby, a San Angelo Republican, is one of them. His take?
I think the state ought to step up in our responsibility.
But even though his bill kicks more cash to public schools, Darby's still not certain where it would come from. He says one possibility is using money from the state's Economic Stabilization Fund, which you probably know as the Rainy Day Fund. That lack of clarity makes the education community frustrated. Mark Wiggins is a lobbyist for the Association of Texas Professional Educators.
If the governor is sincere about giving teachers a raise, then there should be funding attached to it.
Wiggins advocates for Texas educators by taking their needs straight to the state house. Wiggins says everyone knows teachers deserve a raise. Even outside of work, he hears about it a lot.
My mom's a teacher. My sister is a teacher. I have an uncle who's a teacher and an aunt who's a teacher.
Currently, Texas employs about 350,000 public school teachers. While we don't definitively know yet how any raise will be funded, Wiggins says there's an even bigger unknown in play during the special session, because the size of Texas's public education system makes it a role model for other states.
People pay attention to what happens here. When we do good things, those tend to get copied elsewhere. And when we do bad things, people learn lessons from them.
So what will Texas's special session be for other states? A model or a cautionary tale? Teacher pay is one of several education issues lawmakers will take on in the next few weeks. And Texans aren't the only ones who will be watching. In Abilene, I'm Joy Benalla.